Chapter 9. Ashtavakra said, "Knowing when the dualism of things is done and undone has been put to rest, or the person for whom they occur has, then you can here and now go beyond renunciation and obligations by indifference to such things. Rare indeed, my son, is the lucky man whose observations of the world and behavior has led to the extinction of his thirst for living, thirst for pleasure, and thirst for knowledge. All this impermanent and spoilt by these three sorts of pain, recognizing it to be unsubstantial, contemptible, and only fit for rejection, one attains peace. When one has that age or time of life when the dualism of extremes did not exist for man, abandoning them, a person who is happy to take whatever comes attains perfection. Who does not end up with indifference to such things, and attain peace when he has seen the difference of opinions among the great sages, saints, and yogis? Is he not the guru who, endowed with dispassion and equanimity, achieves full knowledge of the nature of consciousness, and leads others out of the world? If you would just see the transformations of elements as nothing more than the elements, then you would immediately be freed from all the bonds and established in your own nature. One's inclinations of the world, knowing this, abandon them. The renunciation of them is the renunciation of it. Now you can remain as you are."